You're listening to the NoCaz episode of WTUL News and Views, and I'm Nora, an apprentice here and an avid reader. Some of the stories I like to read are the ones my friends self-publish, and that's what I'm here to share with y'all about today. I caught up last weekend with some of New Orleans comics and zine writers.
I'm Ben Passmore.
I'm Aaron K. Wilson.
I'm Alicia Ray.
And
I'm Andrew Oaken.
We got together just in time for the first ever New Orleans Comics and Zine Fest, taking place this weekend at the main branch of the New Orleans Public Library.
Now get out there and enjoy some live local comics
and zines!
Check out our fest at nocazfest.com.
For all you beginners out there, I asked Andrew to tell us, what is a zine?
Zine, spelled Z-I-N-E, pronounced zine, derived from magazine, is an independently or self-published booklet often created by a single person.
Zina, where are your friends at?
I just finished a zine about the Middle East called No Place for a Vacation.
You wrote a zine, Andrew? That's so cool. Will you tell us how?
Like, the material came from a journal that I kept while I traveled for 3 months in the Middle East, in Israel, Palestine, Egypt, and Jordan. And when I came back from that trip, I wanted to take some of the words that I had written and some of the thoughts that I had and transcribe them, you know, into, I guess, a Word document, you know, make it. people could read it first and foremost.
Word document.
And then that took a really long time, but, so it's just the process is you write a bunch of stuff out, you print it out, and then you make copies of it.
It can be a grueling creative process for somebody to self-publish their story. And another one of our friends that we talked to, Alicia Ray, she also does comics with her zines.
I'm Alicia Ray. I draw comics, and I'm also a member of the New Orleans Community Print Shop. And I'm working on a zine called Bearing Witness.
I asked Alicia to tell us a little bit more about zine making in New Orleans. I'd seen that she wrote a review of Ethan Clark's Stories That Care for God, an anthology of zines. And I wanted to hear a little bit more about her zine-making process.
So there was an anthology done, I think it was 2005, and it was put together by Ethan Clark, and he also helped write Chainbreaker, which is also a zine that was written in the early 2000s about how, like, to fix your bike, and it was also written by Shelley Jackson, who also was a woman working in a bike shop or, like, in the bike community, which is, as someone that has also done that, is very challenging. And so she wrote a lot about that, and then just also explaining, like, everything about bikes. It really spells it out really well and easy. And so from that, there were, like, a lot of zines that people were putting out in that time. When I read it, it was just very interesting to see all this stuff. Like, when I first moved here, I was doing bicycle delivery, and I was just, like, journaling and, like, making comics about all these, like, weirdo things that happened while I was, you know, doing bike delivery. And there's also stuff like that. There's writings and there's comics about that from, like, 10 years ago, 10 years before that. So it's just funny that hasn't changed, but that, like, that's still, like, niche is still there. It's still here in New Orleans. So that's what I have to say about that. And then my zine that I'm working on now, I usually write memoir comics and diary comics. And this zine I'm hoping to make as said cereal? Is that what it is? Cereal? I'm hoping for it to be cereal. The cereal scene. And this would be the first one. And I just wanted to chronicle, like, a lot of what happened this summer in New Orleans with me, with the world. And there's just a lot of violence that I have just been around. That I just wanted to write down and show that, like, something happened. Like, this thing happened. And it's scary. And I guess that happens to everyone. So that's what I really like about scenes. Is you can read it and really relate to it and be like, oh, I'm not the only person that saw that or felt that.
Ben and Aaron, in their personal work, go to comics festivals around the country, and they wanted to create something here that was a little bit different. Here, Ben is going to tell us a little bit more about self-publishing and the small publishers that will be present, and Aaron's going to tell us about her big motivation for getting kids to do comics, too.
I think the distinction that we make is that, you know, like, zines is like a culture, is an extension of DIY culture. But it's different than, like, the tradition of indie comics. Like, I think a lot of people that make zines aren't necessarily trying to get, like, a New York Times job. But indie comics, generally, like, when you go to an indie comics fest, there are people who have, like Michael DeForge will be there, and he works for Adventure Time. You know, there are people looking for sort of, like, mainstream jobs. I think for our fest, I do have some more mainstream work, but NoCaz is trying to focus on people who are really into doing independent comics, so independent of large publishers and distributors that are maybe trying to tackle subjects that generally aren't covered in, like, more mainstream comics or more mainstream independent comics. So that would be like we don't have, like, if you go to an indie comic fest, like, Top Shelf will be there, Fantagraphics will be there, and they didn't sign up to come to ours. But also, we we're more focused on creators, yeah, than, like, trying to get comics industry to come.
What's happening that I've observed in the world of comics generally is that because we're in this, like, digital internet time, making published books exist in the world is harder. And more exclusive because the capacity of publishers is shrinking. They're still putting out really beautiful things, and there's indie publishers who are putting out good things. But if you're someone who wants to make comics, and, you know, whether what you define success is, like, I'm a person who just wants people to read my comic. Like, I want it to be in the world. I want it to be in people's hands. But for that to happen, what I have to do is make it myself. And most people have to do that at this point. And the way that there's this big community of people who do that, they go to these festivals. Like, we go to festivals. Mm-hmm. Ben goes to festivals a lot. I look to him for the good ones to go to. And
that people travel really far and they bring a suitcase full of comics because that's the way to meet people. That's just it. And New Orleans is really far from a lot of other places. And I know I was motivated to have that happen here.
Wait, I want to know about Ben's deep sigh.
Oh, yeah.
Your thoughts on what I just said?
Well, I mean, I think, like, the idea of community is really complicated. Like, what defines a community? You know what I mean? Like, in the context of Comic Fest, a lot of it has to do with that market, and that's, to me, inherently kind of alienating, right? It's limiting, like Comic Fests are, like, predominantly white, they're still predominantly male, Zine Fests tend to be better about that, or different, so that seems sort of, like, revealing. When we were talking about NoCaz, for me, there was an emphasis on, like, beginners, and, like, amateurs, and, like, focusing on, like, this city in particular, like, this is our community, which is defined by, like, where we live and who we interact with, which to me is, there's more potential for, like, thriving community in that context than one that doesn't have the mediation of, like, a market. So far we've, like, talked about focusing on people, like, making things and bringing them and sharing them, and also it's a free show, so it's, like, easy to participate, and no one feels like they have to, like, if you come from really close to this city, you don't have to, like, pay for your table, right? So you're like, oh, I came here, for free, and, like, I just had to, like, take the city bus, so, like, really, if I make $2 or whatever, like, that's my table, or that's my trip. So it feels like there's more potential for actual community building without, like, this weird mediation than there are in, like, other fests. But there's still a lot of potential for problems. Like, comics in New Orleans, like, so far, I'm, like, excited to see what happens, but, like, the comic scene that I know of in New Orleans is white transplants, you know what I mean? So potentially we're making an event for white transplants, mm-hmm. which, I guess at worst is sort of perpetuating, like, the sort of, like, cultural dominance that's happening in the city that has, you know, like, increasingly, like, created a lot of tension and unhappiness for people. That is a fear that I have. I feel like we're trying to do things to not have that happen. But anyway, so that's why I sighed.
Responding to Ben's on-point thoughts about the possible problems of our fest, I think that when it comes to I just want children to make zines. I want children to make zines and comics. That's what I personally want and what I think could happen a lot with this fest. And I think that the ability to know that you're a writer, the ability to know that you can be a writer and your thoughts are worthwhile, and that hearing the things that you have to say is something that someone would possibly be interested in is, like, at the heart and soul of this kind of thing. Because people, like, that's a privilege that some of us are born with, that we can walk in this world and say what we want. People will listen. And I think that you can take a child and show them that they can speak and we'll hear them by showing them how to make zines. Which I hope that can happen at NoCaz. That's, like, my ultimate hope, is that there will be children running around with their zines, trading with grown-ups and each other, and then going home thinking, like, I'm a writer, like, I did it, you know? And so we're running these series of children's workshops where we're all just essentially hanging out at the library, drawing together or writing together. And then the kids will give us their zines. They have 2 weeks to take them home and finish them. And then we have deposit boxes at the Alvar branch and Main branch libraries where they can finish their zine at home, and them and their parents can bring it in, put it in the deposit box. And then NoCaz volunteers are going to make 10 copies of each zine that we receive. And then when kids show up at the fest, they'll receive 10 zines of their own zine. And then they can go home at the end of the day with 10 zines that they didn't write, and establish some sort of, like, weird kid economy at this fest. And I think that we talked a lot about what would doing a good job look like? Like, what does it look like to, at the end of the day, being like, we did a good job, like, with the context we find ourselves in, with the privilege that a lot of our white transplants have in the fact that they felt compelled or encouraged by their teachers or their position in life to totally just write comics, like, yes, be an artist, go for it, like, but that a kid could have that experience. And that kids pick one memory to keep, you know, kids keep stuff for a long time, and you never really know what it is they're going to keep, but, like, maybe it could be this. That would be cool.
And I asked Ben and Alicia and Aaron to recreate what it would be like to be at one of the kids' workshops they've hosted at New Orleans Public Library.
Like, yeah, kids, run. Like, what does the space look like?
Okay, can you guys make kid noises?
Yeah. Oh, God. It's the library.
That's your kid voice?
I like your hair.
Aw, thanks.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Aaron.
You What's smell.
I know. It's a beautiful day at the library. Children arrive, sticky with high fructose corn syrup-based foods, maybe coming off of a sugar rush, and we sit down and play my favorite game called Righty Drawy. The point of Righty Drawy is that everyone can write, everyone can draw, and it's a game that everyone enjoys, full of laughs. And also, it's kind of like the, if you are draw really, really well, you think, and spend a lot of time drawing, actually that doesn't help you nearly as much as just drawing stick figures, is like a good strategy within this game. And so all drawing levels do quite well. So the way that it begins, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yay! Aw. Odd sounding child. Are you sick, little girl?
I got a cold.
So the prompt starts with a piece of paper folded over into fifths, and the top part of the paper has a sentence, any sentence at all. And what we're going to do is draw a drawing based on the sentence. When you're finished, you fold your original sentence over and hand it to the next person, who receives a drawing that they have no context for. And they have to write what sentence they thought inspired it. Then you fold the image over and you're left with a sentence. You try to do the drawing you think is inspired by the sentence. It essentially goes on like a visual game of telephone. And what we have in our hands here are the best of a workshop that we just did recently at the main branch of the public library. And we're just going to try and share these with you. So
it's honorific. So mine at the top, it says the president is a vampire. And then there's a picture of a vampire in front of a podium that says America with two US flags.
They only have 4 stars on each.
There's a limited amount of time to draw.
What 4 states are they?
Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, hello.
So the next part is, and the vampire became president. And then the next picture is a vampire looking out the window. There's people yelling out there. And there's a computer, maybe TV, that has a picture, I think, of him. And it says 100%. There's also another flag. This one has 2 stars. And then the explanation for that is, the digital media is not reality. I'm still 100% American vampire on the internet.
Ben has the best one. Like, the absolute crowning glory of all of them that ever happened. Yeah, man, read it. I'm not giving it to you.
So the first sentence is, the dolphin is a noble creature, and it knows how to party. Then there's a picture of 2 stick figures next to what I think is supposed to be a dolphin with a bow tie and a tube top that says party man. But it's actually, I'm not really sure what it is, but okay, so that's it. And then the next sentence is, yo, Shamu doesn't know his limits. This is the greatest sentence. And then the next picture, we're in space. Shamu is also in space, and Shamu's screaming through space, his face stretched by the G-forces of him leaping off the earth into space, and it's not clear that he's enjoying it. And then the final sentence is, in response to that picture, Earth has hurt me deeply, I just gotta go.
Get excited! You can get these kids' comics, plus local and national talent, at the New Orleans Comics and Zine Fest this weekend, November 14th to the 16th at the New Orleans Public Library. Now for a breakdown of the events. Thursday kicks us off at the Mid-City branch of New Orleans Public Library with a zine reading. Andrew's going to tell us more about it.
So the zine reading at Mid-City Library will be primarily focused around people that write long form or narrative nonfiction. So we have 5 people reading. Alicia from NoCast is going to read, and Max Wheeler, who is somebody coming from out of town, by way of Columbus, Ohio, specifically for NoCast, he's going to read, and Brian De Decker and Justin Bernal. Brian does Airline Highway, is a very long road, and also Sophie Lucio Johnson, who is the editor-in-chief of Neutrons Protons, which is a new and very good New Orleans literary journal.
On Friday the 14th, the New Orleans Comics and Zine Festival kicks off with an edition of Your Friends Make Comics. What is Your Friends Make Comics?
Well, the performance on Friday night before NoCaz is one where we're focusing really hard on performative comics.
Right. Yeah, and that's going to be Your Friends Make Comics and Zines.
Friends Make Comics.
Your Friends Make Comics.
And Zines.
And Zines.
Well, initially, to promote NoCaz, initially,
yes.
Is that why we started it?
It was for that and for us to go to Chicago Zine Fest.
Right, it was
to promote NoCaz at Chicago Zine Fest.
But we did one at the Big Top.
Yeah.
So we got a whole bunch of other people and then realized how many people here that rule that make comics.
What it looks like essentially is we, however they want, will project, and, you know, in some cases that might have like a musical accompaniment, or like when Matthew Chandelier does it, there's like costumes and dancing and stuff, and it's sort of like presenting their work and maybe with like a multimedia element with it. The first one was at like a show space. We have a big projector screen, like their comics, or we've even had zine reading, so people will like project pages from their zine.
Yeah, I think we focus on performative comic stuff because comics is such a solo adventure. In a lot of ways, you're just you yourself reading a comic most of the time. But we are doing this really fun thing where it's something where everyone is watching, and it shows you like. That comics could be so much more with spandex and foam puppets and a little ukulele.
Then all day Saturday at the main branch of the New Orleans Public Library is the day of tabling for New Orleans Comics and Zine Festival.
It's an all-day event at the library where from 11 to 5 we'll be firstly have about 70 tablers who will be presenting their work and their comics for trade and for sale. We'll be having workshops in the third floor auditorium, including
how to start a DIY zine distro, South American comics, queer zines,
Photoshop workshop, puppet shows.
We're gonna show 10 Concrete too at the end of the day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Inspirational anime for all ages to be impressed by the high frame rate of children fighting aliens and flying and
something else.
There's gonna be food!
There's gonna be food!
Free food outside from Community Kitchen. And DJs too.
Just heard from Aaron Wilson, Ben Passmore, Alicia Ray, and Andrew Oken of New Orleans Comics and Zine Festival. This is Nora, and thank you for listening to the NoCast episode of WTUL News and Views. To take another listen, visit our Tumblr at WTUL-news. Thank you.